Hare Krishna and good morning to everyone.
Hare Krishna, 大家早上好。
So, as we all know, this virus is causing quite a lot of disturbance around the world, but especially in China.
就好像我们所知道的这个病毒呢就是其实对整个世界尤其是中国造成了很大的影响。
I'm sure we are all reading, you know, the news and hearing reports and so on and so forth.
我相信呢大家都在及时的关注我们的新闻以及最新出来的动态的报告。
And probably we are thinking about it in different ways and maybe talking about it with other devotees and family and so on.
可能我们对这个事情呢有不同的想法，我们可能在奉献和奉献者之间也在讨论这个情况，跟我们的家人也在讨论这个主题。
So, I just wanted to share some of my own thoughts also.
所以呢我只是想在这里跟大家分享一些我的想法，我自己的想法。
Because we're all thinking about it, so I'm also thinking about it, and I just thought to share something.
因为我们大家都想着这件事情，我也想着这件事情，所以呢，我就想说，我就想在这里呢，来做对这个事件做一些分享。
And because most of us, or maybe all of us, all of you, are stuck at home with not so much to do, so I thought most of you would have time to listen.
而且呢，我也想说，正因为这个事情的。这个病毒我们大家尤其是你们大多数人的话呢可能都是被困在家里面可能就是就是没有办法做太多的事情所以或许你们会有时间来聆听。
So, here we are.
So, 我们就在这儿了。
I guess the first thing that comes to mind,is a story from the Mahabharata.
那么我想第一个来到我的脑海中的就是Mahabharata 的一个故事。
I think probably you may have heard it before.
可能你们以前也听说过。
But this incident took place during the, when the Pandavas were in exile from their kingdom for the 14 years. They were wandering to different places.
那么这件事情是发生在潘代瓦五兄弟他们在就是在不同地方被流放14年中发生的。
Often in different forests.
他们会去到他们经常会去到不同的森林当中。
And the Pandavas, and of course Draupadi, their queen, their wife.
所以呢，是潘达瓦五兄弟，当然他们的皇后 Draupadi 也和他们在一起流放。
So on one occasion during their wanderings during this time, they became thirsty.
那么有一次当他们在到处游走的时候。他们就觉得口渴了。
Particularly, it was Draupadi who made the first request.
尤其是 Draupadi, 他第一个提出了这样的请求。
So then Yudhisthira Maharaj, who was the eldest of the five brothers, he sent the youngest of the five brothers, Nakula, to search for water.
那么 Yudhisthira 作为大哥呢他就派了最小的弟弟 Nakula 去寻找水源。
And then after finding the water, they would all go to that area.
他们的想法呢，就是说等找到水源之后，他们就一起去到那个有水源的地方。
So Nakula went searching for water and he found a lake.
于是 Nakula 呢，他就去找这个水源了，他就找到一个湖。
So he felt, well, I'll drink some water first and then I'll go back and bring Draupadi and the others.
于是他就想说让我先在湖里面喝一些水，然后呢我会把这个好消息带回去，把大家都把大家以及 Draupadi 都带过来能够畅饮。
So he went to drink the water.
于是他就去喝水了。
And he heard a voice.
然后他听到一个声音。
Sometimes it is said that, actually it was a crane. A crane, you know what a crane is?
Yeah. 然后他就听到一个声音。有时候有一些版本说其实这是一只鹤。
Who was on the bank of the lake, and the crane said this,Water will turn to poison and kill you if you don't answer my questions.
那么这只鹤呢，它就在湖边，然后这只鹤就对它说，如果你不回答我的问题，直接去喝水的话，那么你就会丧命。
Sometimes it is said it was just a yaksha in a tree. A yaksha is a kind of a spirit being.
那么就是说还有一些其他的版本呢，也说这个声音呢是来自于树上的一个 Yaksha。 那么这个 Yaksha 呢，它就有点像鬼魂一样这种东西它说了这个话。
But in either case Sahadev Nakula heard the voice and said if you drink the water without answering my questions then you will be poisoned and you'll die。
那么无论如何，那库拉他就听到了这个声音，告诉他说：“如果你在不回答这个问题的情况之下去饮水的话，你会中毒，然后就会死去。”
So Nakula thought, "Well, I'm a Pandava. How can this happen? I'm so powerful, and so on and so on."
于是呢，库拉就想说，我是潘德瓦五兄弟之一啊，我是那么的有力量啊，等等他就是说很有自信。
So he didn't pay attention, and he drank the water, and he died.
然后，所以呢，他就没有在乎这个声音，他就径直的去喝水了，然后就死了。
So some time passed, and Nakula hadn't returned. So Yudhishthira Maharaj and Sahadev.The next brother.
一段时间过去了，那库拉没有回来，于是 Yudhishthira Maharaj 他就派了 Sahadeva 去找水源。
And he went, he also found the same lake, and he saw that his younger brother Nakula was apparently dead, and he also saw the crane.
所以呢，萨哈德巴去的也是去到这个湖边，然后看到了他的弟弟死了，然后他也看到这个鹤在那里。
And so he thought, well, I'll somehow when all of the brothers went, they had this strong thirst came upon them.
所以呢，无论如何，当这个潘德瓦们他们去到这个湖边的时候，他们有非常他们的这个渴，非常非常的渴。
So Sahadev was almost forced to drink the water, but then the crane said the same thing: if you drink the water without answering my questions, then it will be poison and you'll die.
所以呢，当萨哈戴看到湖水的时候，他就想冲过去喝。然后呢，这个仙鹤就告诉他说：“如果你不回答我的问题的话，那么你就会被这个湖水所毒害，然后就会死掉。”
So the same thing happened. Sahadev ignored the request. He drank the water, died.
所以在 Sahadeva 身上也发生了同样的事情，他就直接去喝水了。他忽略了这个仙鹤的这个忠告或者声音，然后呢，他就中毒身亡了。
And then Arjuna came, the same thing happened to him, and then Bhima came, and the same thing happened to him.
然后 Arjuna 也去了同样的地方，发生了同样的事情。Bhima 也去了同样的地方，发生了同样的事情。
So finally, Yudhisthira Maharaj himself went looking for his four brothers. He understood that something must have happened.
最终的 Yudhisthira Maharaj 他直接他亲自去了那个地方，因为他意识到一定发生了一些事情。
And he saw along the banks of the lake his four brothers apparently dead.
他看到在湖边他的四个兄弟们躺在地上，看上去就是死了的。
But he saw no symptoms of a fight, he saw no blood, there were no weapons, there was no disturbance, they were just dead.
而且呢，他也没有发现他们作战的这种迹象，没有血迹啊，没有作战的这种方方面面的这些真相在那里。
So then the crane or the yaksha. So Yudhisthira Maharaj, then he went to, he also had this great thirst, so he went to drink some water from the lake. And he also heard this voice.
那么 Yudhisthira Maharaj 当他看到这个湖水的时候，他有非常强烈的这种想要喝水的这个需求在那里，所以呢，他在跑向水源的时候呢，也听到了这个仙鹤或者是这个鬼魂的声音。
So then he understood what had happened was his brothers came to drink the water at this crane.But the Yaksha asked this question and they ignored it, and that's why they have all died.
所以当 Yudhisthira Maharaj 他听到这个声音的时候，他就明白了他的这些兄弟们他们来到这里的时候也是肯定是听到了这个声音，但是呢他们去喝水，所以才会死亡的。
And he also understood that whoever this voice was,must be very, very powerful to be able to kill his four brothers who were very, very powerful themselves.
而且呢，同时 Yudhisthira Maharaj 意识到说，不管这个声音是来自哪里的这个声音的话，那么这位人物呢一定是非常有力量的，因为他居然可以让他的这些孔武有力的这些兄弟们能够让把他们置于死地，一定不是那么简单的人。
So Yudhisthira Maharaj took notice, and the Yaksha said the same thing. Before you drink the water, you have to answer my questions.
所以 Yudhisthira Maharaj 他就注意到了这个 Yaksha 对他所说的话，就是如果你不回答我的问题的话，那么你直接去喝水，你就会中毒身亡。
So the Yaksha asked 18 questions.
于是呢，这个 Yaksha 他就问了18个问题。
Which is in one of the chapters in the Mahabharata then?
那么这些问题呢，是在Mahabharata 其中有一章是专门罗列了出来。
So one of the questions was,
其中的一个问题是
What is the most amazing thing, or what is the greatest wonder?
这个问题就是这个什么是最不可思议的，或者是最令人惊叹的事呢？
So I guess, you know, there could be many answers to that question.
当然，我猜想对这个问题的答案呢，可以有很多的回答。
But Yudhisthira Maharaj's answer, which for the Yaksha was correct, was although we seeall around us, people dying.
但是呢 ,Yudhisthira Maharaj 的回答呢是特别就是说真的特别符合 Yaksha 的他的这个心意的。所以 Yudhisthira Maharaj 他就是说虽然我们看到身边的人他们有一天终会死亡。
Everyone previous to us has died and people are dying all around us, but yet we live like we will never die.
那么以前所有的这些先辈们他们都死了，在我们身边的人他们也都在迈向死亡，但是我们却活得好像我们永远不死一样。
Well, we are living like we are living with no preparation for dying.
或者我们活着，就是说我们的活着的这个状态呢并没有为我们未来的这个死亡去做准备。
So, for the Yaksha, this was the correct answer.
所以对 Yaksha 来说这个答案是正确的。
And the story goes on, but for the purposes of our discussion, this is, amazing. It is quite amazing.
那么当然这个故事呢它继续进行下去了，但是对于我们这个今天的讨论来说的话，这也是非常不可思议的，令人惊叹的。
Even without this present virus, people are dying all the time. We all know that. We read it in the newspapers or we hear it on the news and...
即便没有病毒的情况的话呢，其实我们每天都在新闻里面都到处都听到人们不就是说人们死亡的消息。
Now, of course, because of the news about the virus and so on, people are so fearful.
那么现在呢，因为有这个病毒的这个情况，人们每天都听到这些最新的消息，所以令大众非常的恐惧。
And of course the government is sending so many warnings, should do this, should do that. All of these things are going on to avoid infections and to avoid deaths.
而且呢政府呢他们也是向公众发出了很多的警告，你应该这样做，应该那样做，怎么样来预防这个病毒的感染。
Certainly, I'm not meaning to say that shouldn't be done.
当然，我这样说并不意味着说不应该去这样做。
But what I am saying from this lesson, from this story in the Mahabharata, is that even without this particular virus, people die all the time.
那么从我们今天所引述的 Mahabharata 这个故事来说的话呢，我想讲的是即便没有这个病毒的这个情况发生的话，其实世界上人们就是一直不断的是有人在死亡的。
And you may have read yourselves in the news reports. So far, as we all know, about 1,600-1,700 people have died from this particular virus.
可能大家读到这个新闻呢，会读到新闻，就是到现在为止的话，因为病毒的影响，已经有1700多位多个人呢，他因此而身亡了。
But you may have read, every year, just from the common flu, just an ordinary flu virus, more than 300,000 people die every year from this normal flu.
就是可能大家也会读到，就是其实即便没有这个病毒的情况呢，每年就是因为人们去得感冒的流行感冒而离世的人呢，有3,130人。
对 ，more than 300,000 every year。
每年有30,000人，他会因为流感。
Just from the common flu.
只是普通的流感就会是那么多的导致那么多的人离世。
And then there's of course car accidents, and then there is, you know, smoking and so many other things.
当然然后还有比如说车祸啦然后抽烟啊等等其他的原因引起的死亡。
But still, we, you know, people, human beings, we live life more or less like we're not going to die.
但是呢，我们作为人类的话，或者我们我们大多数的人所过的这样一种生活，就好像是我们永远不死一样。
And maybe among our own devotee community, probably, similar.
可能在我们的奉献者社团也有类似的现象。
We live life generally, you know, of course we all philosophically know that yes, death is inevitable and we could die at any time and so on. But really, I think most of us probably think, you know, we'll live until we're 70 or 80 or something like that.
当然我们从哲学上都知道说死亡是不可避免的等等。但是我们可能在过自己生活的时候，我们总是预想预设着说我们至少可以活到七八十岁。
So that's amazing. And that was Yudhishthira Maharaj's answer to the Yaksha.
所以这是如此令人惊叹。这就是 Yudhishthira Maharaj 他对这个 Yaksha 的回答。
You may know there is a very famous spiritual group from India. They're called the Art of Living.
可能你们会知道在印度呢有一个非常盛就是著名的这样一个灵性的团体它的名字叫做生活的艺术。
I believe they have some presence in China also.
我相信呢他们在中国也是有一定的影响或者势力。
Certainly in India they are quite prominent as is their guru.Not a Vaishnava group, it's not a Vaishnava group, it's some sort of spiritual group.
那么他们至少在印的无论如何在印度的话他们是有很大的影响力尤其是因为他们的这个 guru, 当然他们的这个 guru 呢不是一个 Vaishnava 的 guru, 他们是属于灵性社团的范畴。
So anyway, they call themselves the Art of Living. That's the name of their group.
他们这个团体的名字呢就是生活的艺术他们是这样 自我称呼的。
So some time ago, also in India, I saw or read, a lecture or heard a lecture from one of our ISKCON devotees. And he shared that our philosophy or our movement is about the art of dying.
所以呢就是不久之前我看到这样的一个讲课是一个奉献者那么他就讲到说我们的运动的就是核心或者宗旨的话是关于死亡的艺术。
And of course, normally materialistic people, they don't like to talk about death because it's very fearful. Nobody knows.You know, what will happen afterwards, so there's much fear.
当然物质主义对物质主义者来说的话呢他们不愿意来谈论死亡因为死亡会让他们给他们带来恐惧。
But for someone who has knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, we know it's not a fearful thing, actually.
但是对于一个拥有博伽梵歌知识的人来说我们就会知道死亡并不是一件那么令人恐惧的事儿。
Of course, specifically, we don't know or we won't know, you know, where we're going to die, where we're going to go after we die, what kind of body we will have, whether we go to the spiritual world or not. Specifically, we don't know that.
当然我们并不是会很明确的知道我们死后会去哪里然后呢就是说是再继续在这个世界还是去灵性世界等等我们不是很明确。
But generally we know from the teachings in the Bhagavad Gita, from Krishna's teachings, that for someone who is doing serious spiritual practice, their future is only better.
但是通过我们对博伽梵歌的了解的话我们可以确知作为一个认真修习的奉献者的话他的未来 一定是更好的。
In the spiritual context, it's only better. It can only get better.
也就是说，从灵性的层面上来说的话，一个认真修习的奉献者，他的未来或者他死后的去向一定是更好的。
And for someone who takes shelter of Krishna, as we all are attempting to do, then Krishna has his hand in our future.
对于那些就是说总是想着 Krishna 想要为他服务的奉献者，就好像我们所有人想要努力这样做的话呢，毫无疑问，Krishna 的手会介入到我们的生命当中，然后毫无疑问，我们的未来是会更好的。
So in both cases, in that sense, of course, there's not much to be afraid about.
所以无论在任何情况的话呢，就是我们没有什么好怕的。
And speaking about death, you know, some generally materialistic people, they say, oh, it's so pessimistic. It's so, pessimistic, speaking about death.
那么对物质主义者来说，他们听了可能会觉得说，哎，我们怎么对这个死亡那么悲观？
But the fact remains that people, they buy insurance,or death and disease or accidents.
但是呢，所以呢，人们他们会去买保险，会为他们的死亡，意外死亡的保险啦，或者是方方面面的这个保险。
So in their own way, many people also prepare for death or disease or accident.
所以呢，很多的人他们以他们自己的方式也在为死亡或者意外做准备。
But as we know, the best preparation is to cultivate this spiritual knowledge.
但是就好像我们所知道的，对死亡的最好的准备就是去培养这门灵性的知识。
Because this is what.Is the most helpful for a better future.
因为这门灵性的知识的培养是对我们更好的未来最有帮助的。
So, of course, we, as far as I know, no devotees have been infected with this virus, and certainly no one has passed away from it. And of course, we are thankful for that. But still,At one point or another, we all have to face this time of passing away.
当然我们据我所知的话呢，现在没有奉献者被感染，也没有奉献者因为病毒的事情而离开躯体，我们为此感到非常的感恩，但仍然呢，就是我们要为这个死亡的到来去做好准备。
And we really don't know when it will happen. Most, you know, we don't generally get warning.
而且呢，我们都不那么确定到底死亡什么时候到来，而且通常情况下，我们未必会提前得到通知或者警告。
And as Yudhisthira Maharaj says, that's amazing. That we live like we're not going to die.
就好像 Yudhisthira Maharaj 所说的那样，就是如此令人惊叹。我们过着这样一种生活，就好像是我们不会死一样。
He has passed away now, but there was one very great devotee, disciple of Prabhupada, Bhakti Tirtha Swami.
有一位舍帕帕的非常伟大的门徒，就是一个奉献者，他的名字是 Bhakti Tirtha Swami， 他已经离世了。
He was also a spiritual master and so on, but he had one saying or one statement he used to share. We should live every day like it's the last day of our life.
那么，就是，他是一位灵性导师，然后呢，他有曾经有这样的一种说法，说我们应该把每一天就好像当作是我们最后一天来过。
And that way we will be more mindful, more careful, and of course more prepared.
这样的话呢，我们就可以更加的有觉知，更加的更加的小心，更加的做好充分的准备。
Another thought that comes to mind is, of course, many of us had planned to go to Mayapur and then to other holy places afterwards.
那么我想到的另一件事情呢，就是我们当中很多的奉献者原先都有计划想要去不同的印度的不同的地方去朝圣。
I believe almost 200 devotees were more or less planning to Mayapur and then other places from mid-December.
所以呢我是 mid-December?mid-February?、
February, sorry.
所以呢，我相信呢，大概有200个奉献者原计划呢，都是准备从两月中旬呢开始去参加，去马来普参加会议，以及去到其他的地方去的。
But then we couldn't go.
但是呢，我们却不能去。
I couldn't go also. I was also planning to go, but then I couldn't go either.
我本来呢也是有计划要去参加的，但是呢我也去不了。
Because the Indian government, they sent a notice that anyone who has been to mainland China from the 15th of January will not be allowed entry.
因为印度政府他们发了一个规定，就是任何人如果是在1月15日之前去过中国的话，就不被允许进入印度的境内。
And then later, just like they did for Chinese people, they also canceled the e-visas for anyone, any traveler, not just mainland Chinese, but any traveler who had been to mainland China from that date, the e-visa was also canceled.
而且之后呢，就是印度政府他们又把就是说所有的不仅仅是针对中国大陆的人包括任何的人，他们只要在这个时间节点之前去过国内的话，他们的所有的这个电子签证都作废了。
So I went at the end of January. All of this, of course, we only found out later. But I went at the end of January for a few days. So.I was also in the not allowed category.
所以呢，就是当然之后我才知道所有这些消息。那么，因为对我来说的话呢，我是在月底的时候就去过大陆一次，所以呢，我也是没有办法再进入印度。
And like all of you who were due to go, of course, I felt quite disappointed because I was.In my mind, thinking for months, oh, I'll be going to Mayapur, and then I'll go here, and then I'll go there. But it all couldn't happen.
那么，其实对我来说的话呢，我也是，很挺失望的，因为我已经期待了很多个月，期待着能够去马亚普，然后之后再去这里去哪里怎么样？但是呢，现在却去不了。
So, it's of course.Can be discouraging.
当然，这可能令人沮丧。
But we always want to try to look on the positive side of things.
但是我们总是想要，去看到事情的正面或者积极的一面。
And what is the positive side? The positive side is, our attachment or our feeling for.Visiting Mayapur and other holy places will become stronger.
这个积极的方面就是我们想要去拜访圣地，想要去朝圣的这个情感或者这样一种愿望会变得越来越强。
As we know that in English, maybe in Chinese also, separation makes the heart grow fonder.
在英语当中，或许在中文也有这样一种说法，就是分离是让这个情感变得越来越深。
So although on the one hand, of course, it's, you know, a bit of a disappointment we couldn't go and be with the devotees and celebrate the festival and so on. But again, we should try to see all these things from a more positive way and increase our affection for the holy places.
当然从一方面来讲呢，我们可能挺沮丧的，我们没有办法去朝圣，没有办法在圣地过节，没有办法和圣地的奉献者们在一起但同时呢，我们要看到他也有自己的一方面，也就是说让我们对圣地的情感对就是变得越来越深。
And you should know as I think most of you would have received alreadyAll the international devotees in Mayapur are thinking of all of you.
而且呢，我相信或许你们已经收到了这个消息，也就是说，在 Mayapur 的所有的来自世界各地的奉献者都在想着我们所有我们所有的中国奉献者。
And you would have we sent the clip yesterday. I think most of you would have seen it. If you haven't seen it, then other devotees can send it around. And in the ILS, Sangha, almost 1,000 devotees, they made an announcement and then together they chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
那么在昨天的 ILS, Mayapur 的 ILS 会议当中，大概有1000个奉献者。然后呢他们专门为中国奉献者来祈祷这一景象呢已经制作成了短片，一个小的视频短片我相信大多数的奉献者已经看到，如果你没有看到的话呢，那么希望大家能够互相分享。
And then the GBC body, the GBC EC also sent some prayers for your encouragement.
然后我们的 GBC 委员会呢也是发了一封正式的信函来表达他们的对我们的鼓舞。
So, people are thinking of you.
所以人们呢是在想着你们。
Other devotees around the world, and fortunately in Mayapur now, from the leaders to the common devotees,average devotees, they all have you all in their thoughts and prayers.
所以幸运的是呢，就是在 Mayapur 的所有来自世界各地的奉献者，都把你们放在他们的心中，为你们祈祷。
So it may seem like, oh, we're all forgotten, we can't go to Mayapur. They asked us not to come to Mayapur also. But as we know, you are all in their thoughts and prayers.
可能有些人会抱怨说，哎呀，我们去不了 Mayapur, 我们被 Mayapur 拒绝了等等等等。但其实呢，在那里的奉献者，他们的心中都想着我们，为我们祈祷呢。
And we can also better realize, as Srila Prabhupada said on different occasions,We can't just buy a ticket and go to the holy place.
而且呢，这也能够帮助我们更好的去觉悟舍勒帕帕在很多不同的场合所讲到的这样一句话，就是我们要去，就是不能只是靠买一张飞机票就去到圣地这是不现实的。
We all realize that because we all had tickets, but we all had to cancel them.
我们从这件事情当中都能够去觉悟到，我们很多的奉献者都已经买了机票了，但是我们不得不取消。
So just buying a ticket isn't sufficient to go to the holy place.
所以只是去买一张机票并不足以让我们能够去到圣地。
It also requires the blessings of the holy place. to really have entrance into Mayapur or Vrindavan and other places, we need the blessings and the mercy of these places.
我们是不管我们要去玛雅普、Vrindavan 还是其他的圣地的话，我们都是需要来自圣地的祝福，这样我们才能够、就是说、这个圣地才会向我们敞开，我们才能进入的。
So whatever the situation, we can、try to see in a more positive way that our attachment or our feelingsFor the holy places and the deities and so on will become stronger by the absence.
所以呢，无论如何，让我们以更加积极的心态来面对现状。也就是说，通过这个事情，让我们对圣地、对神像的，神像的这种情感变得越来越深。正因为我们去更深的体会到与他们的分离，所以我们对他们的情感也变得越来越深。
And then we can think of these places in some feeling of missing Vrindavan or missing Mayapur or missing the deities. And ultimately, this is what we want to do, is to increase and strengthen our feeling of.Separation for these places and deities and so on.
所以呢，我们可以带着这样一种分离的情感去思念，我们在思念圣地，去思念圣地的神像等等。终极来说的话，这也是在我们的休息当中，我们所要达到的终极的这样的一种分离的情感。
Like we miss, sometimes we might miss our family or our city, but our goal, really, one of our goals is to miss, in a very deep way, to miss Mayapur or to miss Vrindavan, to miss the deities and the kirtans and the devotees. This is what we really need to learn to miss.
那么我们可能会想家或者想想我们的亲人等等但是在我们的灵修跟意味着说终极来说我们要想要以非常深刻的这样的一种心态去思念圣地以及在那里的神像思念在那里的唱颂等等。
Because when we do pass away, if we can be thinking ofYou know, Mayapur or Vrindavan or the deities and devotees and other holy places and not our family or not our home, then of course that will be a great blessing.
因为呢当我们离开躯体的时候我们能够去想着圣地在那里的奉献者以及在那里的神像的话而不是想着而不是去记挂着自己的家啊或者家人的话，那么这会对我们来说是一个巨大的祝福。
If we pass away thinking about our country of birth, then next birth we will be born in the same country again.
如果我们死亡的时候，我们想着自己的国家那么我们在下一世又会再一次投身到同一个国家。
But if we can pass away and have the fortune of remembering Mayapur or Vrindavan or the deities there, then that is where we can take birth.
如果我们离开躯体的时候想着 Mayapur 或者 Vrindavan 这些圣地的话，那么我们下一世呢也能够在那些地方来投生。
And that is certainly one of our goals, one of our aims is that.
毫无疑问，这是我们的目标之一。
So in this way, we can strengthen our remembrance of these holy places, pastime places of the Lord.
这样的话就能够来帮助我们，来强化我们对圣地，就是这些主展现过逍遥时光的地方的思念以及情感。
And as I have heard Janaka Prabhu inform me, every afternoon, the devotees come together for 4 or 5 hours and have kirtan, some kind of online kirtan mela.
那么就好像在那卡帕普每天下午告诉我的，就是每天下午大概有4-5个小时奉献者在网上进行的这样的一个kirtan mela。
And then in these kinds of situations, we can also better realize the importance of association, even online association. It's like our breath.
所以从在这种情况之下，也让我们更好的意识到联谊的重要性。即便是在网上的联谊，都是那么的重要，这就好像是我们的呼吸一样。
We're all, basically, most of us are stuck at home. We can't really do so much. And then we better realize, because we don't have or we can't have a personal association, because nobody can go out or we can't go to the holy place, and then we really better understand how much we need it. And then we can better, appreciate.
那么因为呢，我们大家大多数的人都是被困在家里面了，所以呢，这让我们更好的能够去欣赏到联谊的重要性。
When we don't have something or when we can't have something, then we tend to appreciate it more deeply.
如果没有什么，没有一样东西的话，或者没有办法得到的话，这会让我们更加好的，就是更加去多的去意识到它的重要性。
When something is very easily obtainable, then it's the tendency we take advantage and we don't take so seriously.
如果一个事情是很容易得到的话，那么我们就会有这样的倾向，不那么认真的去对待。So,
as in this situation, because personal, you know, we cannot visit each other's homes or and so on, or we can't go to the holy, then we really more deeply understand the need for Vaishnava association and hearing and chanting together.
所以呢，正因为我们现在没有办法去朝圣，我们也没有办法出门得到奉献者亲身的联谊，这让我们更好的去意识到这样一种奉献者亲身联谊的这种迫切的需要。
So this is again a positive thing.
当然，这也是一个积极的事儿。It's
a material world is not a nice place. Always something is going wrong. But we have to try to learn to see the positive.
那么物质世界呢，不是一个很好的地方，总是有这样这个问题或者那个问题，但是呢，我们可以尝试着带着正面积极的心态去面对。Right,
there is one Vaishnava song.
有这样一个Vaishnava歌曲。
It's in the songbook, Bhaja Hure Mana, Shri Nanda Nandana.
在我们的歌本里面，风爱之韵的歌本里面， 它的名字是 Bajahuremana Sri Nanda Nandana。
And the third verse,
在它的第三段，
it says, what assurance of real happiness is there?
它就说到说，真正的快乐， what assurance of real happiness is there, right?
Correct.
Yeah, 就是真正的快乐，能够得到真正的快乐呢？真正的快乐，有什么保障呢？
In one's wealth, youthfulness, children, and family members.
也就是说，在一个人的财富、家人、孩子等等这些里面，有什么真正的快乐呢？
This life is like a drop of water on a lotus leaf.
生命就好像是在莲花上的一滴水，莲花叶上的荷叶上的一滴水。
If you experiment, you know what that means.
如果你们有体验的话，你们就会知道什么这个荷叶上的一滴水是什么意思。
Any moment it can just roll off.
也就是说，这在荷叶上的这滴水呢，可以在任何时候它就从荷叶上掉出去了。
Therefore, one should always serve and worship the divine feet of Lord Hari.
因此一个人呢，应该总是去服务主哈瑞的神圣的莲花座。
So this is our only shelter, actually, and is the Lord Krishna himself and his devotees and the path of Bhakti Yoga. This is our shelter.
所以这是我们真正的庇护，也就是说我们的主，他的奉献者，以及我们奉爱之路。
And situations like this can better help us appreciate that.
也就是说我们现在所面对的这个境况能够帮助我们更好的来欣赏这一切。
So we can try to take more advantage.
因此这样的话呢，我们就可以更好的去充分的利用好我们所处的境况。
And I think especially we should keep in our minds the devotees in Wuhan and Hubei.
尤其呢，就是我们要在心中更多的就是说去想着在武汉和湖北的奉献者。
I mean, we nobody knows, but I guess in another few, you know, two or three weeks, most other parts of China, you know, people will be able to move around more and.
那么就是可能在几个星期之后的话，在中国的其他的城市的人们可能会就是更就是说会慢慢的恢复常态，能够去自由的去做一些事情了。
But it would seem like Hubei and Hunan, where most of the infections and most of the deaths are, you know, they might be stuck there for a few months.
但是呢，湖北和湖南呢是受感染这感染者最大最多的地方，所以可能在那里的话，可能会需要再困就是在有更多的几个月在那里的人们是不得不困在那里。
Of course, we don't know because we can only wait, you know, each week and see what the developments are.
当然我们也不是很清楚，我们只能等着每个星期看一看这个情况形势是怎么样的。
But as of now, it might seem like that. You know, they might be stuck there for quite some time.
但是从现在的形势上来看的话，似乎这是很有可能发生的。那里的人们可能还要在那里呢，就是说有更多个月在那里受困。
So I think we should especially keep them in our thoughts and prayers also.
所以呢，我是希望呢，我们大家更多的把在那里的人以及那里的奉献者，让他们放在我们的心中，为他们祈祷。
Of course, our Janaka Prabhu is very active online.
当然，我们的 Janaka Prabhu在网上非常的活跃。
So we can be thankful for modern technology.
所以我们也可以去感恩当现代的这个高科技。
Because we can all associate online.
因为通过这些的科技呢，我们能够在网上联谊。
Right, which is, imagine if we couldn't do that, then it would really be difficult.
想象一下，如果我们连这个都做不了的话，没有这方面的便利的话，那真的是很困难了。
But we can receive pictures. I understand devotees are sending pictures and clips from Mayapur and Kirtans and this and that. So, you know, we have something. So we are fortunate.
所以呢，我知道呢，奉献者在不断的从麦亚普传来在那里的照片，以及在那里的录音啊等等这些消息的话所以呢，就是说我们在这里仍然能够去接收到。
So these are some thoughts I wanted to share with you.
所以呢，这是我想跟大家来分享的一些想法。
So it's been an hour, almost 1 hour, so I think that's enough.
那么我们大概已经讲了聊了将近一个小时，我想呢也已经足够了。
And we can just take shelter of Krishna more, and take shelter of Krishna's holy name and the teachings.
那么我们可以利用这个时段呢，能够更好的、更多的去脱避于 Krishna, 脱避于 Krishna 的圣名，脱避于 Krishna 的教导。
These situations can always help us, can always teach many, many things if we are a little bit thoughtful.
也就是说在任何的境况当中，如果我们更加深思熟虑的话，那么总是会，就是总是会让我们能够去得到很多更多的教诲。
OK 啦。So we shall finish.
好，那我们就今天就到这里了。
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. 我们这儿有问题，您还可以有时间可以解答吗？
可以。
好的，Gopi Priya Mataji，你看一下那问题，你看到吗？
我看一下啊。好，我看到这个问题了，是来自 Jamuna Priya 的 Jamuna Priya David Dasi， 他说 Hare Krishna Prabhu， 感谢您对目前疫情的深刻思考和给予大家的智慧指引。我想请教，如果得到了灵性导师的祝福，可以去圣地，但我们自己却没有去圣地的强烈愿望了，是不是还是没有真正得到仁慈呢？谈到 Mahabharat， 我也有一个问题想请教，请问太阳神之子 Karna 是因为前世的罪恶活动才会有如此曲折悲惨的遭遇吗？他和 Bhishma Drona 老师他们离开躯体后都回到灵性世界的同一个地方了吗？ So two questions.
Yes. Second one first.
Okay.
Regarding the story, right? She's asking regarding that story, I think, correct?
Not the story, about Karna. Karna's son.
Karna?
Yeah, about Karna. Regarding the son of Karna, the son of the sun god Karna.
Yeah.
Whether, is it because he did the sinful activity in his previous life? Therefore, in this life, he has such a miserable condition. He and Bhishma and Drona Acharya, when they left, after they left the body, do they all went to the same place in the spiritual world? This is about Karna.
Bhishma certainly returned to the spiritual world.
那么我们先来回答刚才这个两个问题的第二个问题。Bhishma 毫无疑问他回到了灵性世界。
We know in the Bhagavatam in the first canto there's one chapter, Passing Away of Bhishma.
我们知道在圣殿波迦瓦坦第一篇有专门这样一个章节，就讲到了主父 Bhishma 的离世。
And Krishna, he passed away in Krishna's presence and in the presence of Krishna's great devotees, the Pandavas. So in his case, it's clearly described that he went back to the spiritual world.
那么在这一段当中就描述了Bhishma 祖父如何在 Krishna 面前离世的。所以对他来说的话，毫无疑问他是回到了灵性世界。
And as we know, he is also one of the 12 Mahajans.
而且就好像我们所知道的Bhishma 祖父呢也是十二位 Mahajan 之一。
I don't remember where I heard or read this, but it is said all the warriors who died on the battle of Kurukshetra returned to Vaikuntha.
那么我 就是不记得这个出处是哪了，我可能是在哪儿看到或者哪儿听到的，也就是说讲到了在库尔之野战场上所有在库鲁之野战场上离开躯体的人，他们都回到了麦昆塔。
Because they all passed away in the presence of Krishna and Arjuna.
因为他们都在 Krishna 和 Arjuna 面前离开了躯体。
Again, I might need to confirm that, but I do recall hearing that and reading it a few times in the past.
那么可能我要去确切的找一下这个出处，但是呢我记得我曾经多次在不同的地方读到过这样的说法。
Because it was a special arrangement or a special mercy of Krishna that whoever passed died in that battle, they returned to Vaikuntha because they had the vision of Krishna before they died, Krishna and Arjuna.
所以呢，这其实是 Krishna 的特别的安排，就是说，不管在库尔之野上离开躯体的任何人，因为他们能够，在Krishna 和 Arjuna 面前离世，所以呢，他们就会得到这样的特殊的机会，去到外昆塔。
So if that's true, then that would also include Drona and Karna.
如果这个说法的确是确凿的话，那么 Drona 和 Arjuna 也是在其中的。
Drona and Karna, not Arjuna.
Drona 和 Karna, 也就是说，如果这个说法是确凿的话 ，Drona 和 Karna, 他们也的确会是在这个回到外昆塔的行列之中。
But leaving that aside, It's not specifically said that those two went to Vaikuntha, but for Bhishma, it's specifically said he did.
那么除此之外呢，就是说，对 Bhishma 来说的话是很 ，Bhishma 祖父来说是很确定的，他一定是回到了灵性世界。
But for Drona and Karna, it's not specifically said or described in that way, but.Just from what I said, in a general way, then anyone who died on the battlefield of Kurukshetra returned to
Vaikuntha. 那么对Jona 和 Karna 来说的话，他们经典上并没有很确凿的描述他们俩具体去到哪里，但是就是就我们所了解的话呢，他们应该就是也是和其他的战场上的离世的人一样，能够去到外昆塔。
And why did Karna have a difficult life?
No. 然后为什么 Karna 会有那么曲折的遭遇呢
？It's certainly related to the previous life.
这无疑是跟他的前世有关系。
The Pandavas also had a difficult life, but it wasn't because of their karma, it was simply because of Krishna's arrangement, because they're the Lord's eternal associates.
但同时 Pandava 五兄弟他们也是有很曲折的遭遇，但是这些曲折的遭遇并不是来自于他们过往的生他们的前世的作恶，而是 Krishna 的安排。
Because they're the Lord's eternal associates, so they're not affected by karma.
因为他们是主的永恒的同友，所以他们是不被业报所影响的。
Karna was definitely an exceptional soul, but he's not an eternal associate, so what he experienced was obviously related to his previous life and his present life choices also.
那么 Karna 呢，当然他是一个杰出的灵魂，但是他还不属于主的永恒同友，所以他的这些生命的遭遇的话，这些曲折的遭遇呢，是肯定是跟他前世的这些活动是有关系的，也是跟他在那一世的选择有关系。
Because everybody makes choices and those choices have consequences.
因为每个人他们都会做出选择，而每个选择都会有他相应的后果。
So he made some wrong choices, and those wrong choices caused him a lot of difficulty.
因为他做了错误的选择，然后这个错误的选择就会给他带来相应的后果。 So
yeah, and the first question, what was, I didn't fully understand.
Yeah, the first question is that the spiritual master give blessing, give devotee blessing to go to Holy Dham. But now, as devotees do not have that strong desires. So is this because this devotee haven't really got the mercy from spiritual master?
Is she speaking generally or specifically about now?
Maybe I can ask. I mean, 所以呢，节目呢 ，Priya， 你的第一个问题指关于灵性导师的祝福以及就是去圣地的这个愿望，是指就是说通常情况下呢，还是指目前的这个情况？
他是说在一般情况下，
一般，
他是说一般情况是吧？
对，
So if someone's desire for not going to the Holy Dham is not very strong.That's a little bit unfortunate.
如果一个人去圣地的愿望不是那么强的话，那么这是这是有点不幸的。
But then, normally as devotees, we are eager to go to the Vrindavan and Mayapur and.Visit the holy places related to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. We want to be eager for these things. So if we are not, then that is a little bit unfortunate. It's also unfortunate if someone wants to go to the Holy Dham all the time just to have a good and relaxed time and they're not very fixed in.Substantial service where they come from. That's also unfortunate.
但是有另外一种不幸呢，就是说，就有些奉献者他总是想去圣地，然后呢，总是想去那里休息，游玩，然后他们对自己就是当地的这个服务没有办法稳处于自己当地的服务，这种情况也是不幸的。
Sometimes devotees like to go for a kind of spiritual sense gratification.
有时候奉献者呢想要去圣地，对他们来说的话，这就好像一种灵性的感官享乐一样。
Which is not bad, but it's unfortunate if that's the case. And then when they return, they don't have any substantial responsible service. And that's also another misfortune.
那么这虽然这不是件坏事，但是呢，就是说，他们当他们带着这样的心态，不断就是去圣地，然后回来之后，他们在自己当地呢，没有一个很稳定、很稳固的这样一个服务的话，这也是另外一种不幸。
Prabhupada wanted devotees to go to the holy places to get recharged, and then return, and then share.Krishna consciousness and serve with more enthusiasm. That was his intention, one of his intentions of encouraging devotees to go to these places.
那么说帕帕呢是希望奉献者们能够去圣地，能够得到充电，然后回到自己所属的这个服务的这个地方呢，能够更好的去做服务。这就是为什么他会鼓励奉献者去朝圣。
So it's not, either way, it's not an indication that we have less mercy. Maybe it's just an indication we're not taking enough advantage of the mercy that is there.
所以呢，不管在哪种情况下呢，就是说，并不是说我们没有得到祝福或者仁慈，而是说呢，我们没有充分的去利用好这些仁慈。
the mercy of the spiritual master is equally available. And the mercy of Krishna is equally available. It's just a matter of how we take advantage of it.
也就是说灵性杂事的仁慈仍然是在那儿的 Krishna 的仁慈仍然是在那儿的只是取决于我们、是否充分地利用好这些仁慈这些机会
So on the one hand we certainly want to increase our desire to go to holy places and to visit the pastime places of the Lord and to associate with devotees we want to increase that desire and if it's weak, it's unfortunate. But then the other side is also unfortunate.
所以一方面来说的话呢，我们就是说是需要最好呢，就是有这样的愿望，能够去拜访圣地，能够去朝圣的但是反过来，就是说反之，如果一个奉献者他去圣地太多，然后在自己的本地没有这样的一个稳固的服务的话，这两者其实都是不行的。
Our desire to share Krishna consciousness with others, or desire to serve in a substantial way in our area where we reside, is weak. Then that's also unfortunate.
如果我们想要去为在当地去传播去服务奉献者的这个愿望不是那么强烈的话那么这也是一种不幸
So we have to try to take more advantage of the blessings mercy which is equally available
所以我们要去尝试着充分的利用好这些仁慈他们都是在那里的Next, 是小小的仆人。下一个问题是来自小小的仆人图图，他的问题是：我们活的，我们身边的人死亡或正在走向死亡，我们好像永远不死一样，我们从没有为死亡做准备。好，这是然后。来自萨提玛他继续说有一位新人在医院工作每天面对紧张的抗疫工作面对焦虑紧张的发热病人内心也承受了很大的压力但是他看到奉献者们在群里读书学习经典好像什么也没发生一样内心也是非常的难以接受请问帕布，如何让新人能够平和地面对奉献者的状态呢 ？Okay, so this is the question from Sati. There's a new people.
Yeah.
This. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Regarding that, if that person spoke to me, I would say.
如果这位新人跟我聊的话，我会这样对他说。
I don't think she should judge so quickly or so easily.
我不认为他应该那么快的去判断，或者那么容易的去做出这样一种判定。
That she should judge or conclude so quickly or so easily that.Devotees don't care, or they're behaving like, you know, nothing is happening, or something like that. That's a rush to judgment, which is not necessary.
他的这种论断，我觉得说，那么在那么危急的情况下，奉献者好像什么事儿都没有，就在网上去这样的去读经典或者怎么样。那么他的这个论断呢，是有点草率的。
I think it's too quick and it's not so fair because she hasn't met them, she hasn't spoken, it's just online. I don't think we should make judgments based upon what we see online.
那么因为呢这位朋友新朋友的话他没有的本人去就是说去跟奉献者直接面对或者说他只是在网上看到了一些这样的听到或者看到这样一些情况而做出了这样的判定的话是太过草率了。
when the devotees are online, it's specifically for their association. So naturally, that will be their focus.
当奉献者在网上联谊的时候呢，就是说自然而然的，就是需要在专注在经典上。
Naturally, they are online exactly for that reason.
他们上网就是为了能够达到这样的特定的一个目的原因。
So they're not going to be talking about the virus and how many people died. That's not why they're online for. They're online for the association, so that's what they'll be doing.
也就是说，在他们上网不是为了来谈疫情，现在有多少人感染了，有多少人死亡了等等，这并不是他们要网上联谊的目的。
I don't think that means that they don't care.I don't believe that's the case.
但是我并不认为或者我并不相信这些上网的奉献者他们并不在乎这些疫情的情况。
Many, at least devotees who I've spoken to, they express their concern and worry and so on and so on.
至少在我所知道的这些或者联系的奉献者的话呢他们是我能够知道他们对这个疫情的关注以及他们的关切的。
If there are some people who say some devotees who don't care, then that wouldn't be so appropriate.
那么如果有奉献者他直接就说他不在乎或者怎么样的话，那或许没，就是说那或许是情理，就是说是有点道理。
But I don't think a general, you know, conclusion should be made. There may be some who are like that. Like there are some who are like that, you know, among other people also. It's not restricted to only devotees.
就是说可能在就是有些人他会有这样的轻率的这个想法或就是有这种就是这种认识但是就是说大多数人并不是这样想的同时在奉献者团体之外的话或许也有人比如说他说他不在乎或者怎么样但这就是说总是有这么一小撮的人是这样少数嘛。
So, I think it's too, we should naturally, devotees,we want to have soft hearts and feel for others' suffering.
作为奉献者，我们应该有柔软的心去感受到他人的这种痛苦的境遇。
Right, if they didn't care, then as you probably know, a number of devotees, they made a collection. And they're going to buy some medical goods or something and donateto some hospital or something like that. So if, you know, nobody cared, they wouldn't have bothered to make that collection.
那么就好像我们知道有一些奉献者他们在筹款然后呢准备去用这些款项呢去买一些医疗物资送到医院去。如果没有人在乎这个疫情的话为什么会有奉献者有发起这样的活动呢？
So that's, you know, nobody told them to do that. I didn't tell them. Nobody told them. But they thought among themselves, let's do this. And they did it. And I don't know all the details, but I know they did it. And they got a reasonable amount. So if they don't care, they wouldn't have done that.
就好像据我所知呢，有奉献者就是说他们自发的是组织这样的活动。我并没有要求他们或者告诉他们去这样做，但是他们自发的去筹了款，然后呢，这个款项也不少然后呢，他们就是说用这个款项来购买医疗用品，然后呢，就是说已经去做了这个事情。如果他们是不在乎的话，那么他们为什么要这样做呢？
But at the same time, it naturally someone on a spiritual path may see this situation differently from someone who is not on a spiritual path also.
当然一个在灵性大陆上上的人与一个没有在灵性大陆上的人他们的想法或者他们的视野可能是不一样的。
That may be that because we have a different view on life and death.
因为就是我们对生命以及对死亡的观点是不一样的。
But in either case, I don't believe the person should just make her conclusions based upon what she sees online. And no need to make a general conclusion about devotees, even if there is some people, devotees who may not appear to care. But she can't judge everybody. That's not very appropriate.
我觉得呢，这位新朋友，他不没有必要，就是只是，因为在网上的看到网上的这个涟漪的这个片面的，产生这样片面的想法，因为这，并不代表，就是说这个普遍现象，而且他的这样的想法也是过于草率。
So I will share something along those lines.
所以呢，我如果是我的话，我就会他以这样的方式跟他分享。Next， 下一个是 Dalji Dasi， 顶戴帕布。就此问题，我想再问一下：如果自己有很想去的愿望，但源于家里人不同意，对那边有偏见等，为了家庭的和谐，只能暂缓。一步，这种情况属于什么？
If we have a desire but the family doesn't allow, 是吧？
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It seems related to go to Holy Dharm.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So what kind of category this belonged? Is this belonged?
Well, again, we want to cultivate our desire.For devotional activities, and one devotional activity is to go to the holy place.
当然，我们想要去发展我们的本来服务，其中的一项就是去朝圣。
We want to increase our desire for any devotional or spiritual activity.
我们想要去增加我们对在奉爱服务中的任何，就是任何的奉爱服务的这个活动，我们想要有更强烈的愿望去做。
So, but as she mentions, and it's true, sometimes for various family situations, we can't practically do it.
就好像刚这位风险者是说的，有时候呢，就是。从实际的角度来说的话，那么可能因为家人的这个情况或者家庭的情况，没有办法实际的做到。
But we can still try to cultivate the desire and pray to Krishna to cultivate, to strengthen our desire, whether it's going to the holy places or going to some association. The desire we can always strengthen and pray to Krishna to strengthen the desire.
也就是说我们想要去做这项服务，或者不管是去朝圣还是想要去得到那里奉献者连接的愿望，我们总是可以去不断的去培养的，并且向 Krishna 祈祷强化我们的这个愿望。
Practically sometimes it may not be possible.
那么从实际的角度来说，有时候未必能够去实际的做到，或者是实际的可能性。
Either for some family reason, or maybe no money reason, or something.
有时候可能是家庭的原因，有时候可能是因为经济的状况等等，可能我们没有办法实际的做到。
But the desire we can still cultivate and strengthen.
但是这个愿望我们仍然可以继续来培养，并且继续来强化。
And pray to Krishna to help us realize the desire.
向 Krishna 祈祷来帮助我们来觉悟意识或者觉悟或者意识到这个愿望。
But again, Krishna's mercy and the mercy of the devotee and spiritual master is equally available to everyone. It's just a matter of how much advantage we take.
但是我想再一次重申的是，灵性导师的祝福和仁慈，以及 Krishna 的祝福和仁慈，始终是在那里的。这取决于我们多大程度上去充分的利用。
And if for some practical reason it's not possible to do something like go to Mayapur, it doesn't necessarily mean we have less mercy.
如果我们由于一些实际的原因没有办法去朝圣或者做这些灵性的或者这些奉献服务的话，这并不意味着说我们的就是得到我们的这个得到的这个祝福是少于他人的。
We know in the Krishna pastimes there is the story of the wives of the Brahmanas.
我们知道在 Krishna 逍遥时光当中有这样一个逍遥时光是关于婆罗门的妻子们。
They had wanted to go and see Krishna and Balaram.
他们想要去看去看望 Krishna 和 Balarama.
And give them something to eat because they were hungry.
他们想要去就是给他们一些好吃的，因为他们俩那个时候是很饥饿。
So many of them went. Even though their family objected, but they still went.
我们当中很多的这些婆罗门的妻子们他们都去了，即便在家人的阻挠的情况之下他们仍然去了。
But some of them, the family objected so strongly they couldn't go. They just couldn't go. There was no way to go.
但是呢他们当中有一些婆罗门的妻子们他们是因为家庭竭力的反对所以他们是去不了。
So we might think, oh, the wives of the Brahmanas who saw Krishna are more fortunate because they could see, and the ones who couldn't go are less fortunate.
可能我们会想说，那些挣脱家庭的束缚去能够真正直接面对面看到 Krishna Balarama 的这些婆罗门的妻子们是非常幸运的，而那些出不了门的婆罗门的妻子们是不幸运的，是不幸的。
But in the explanation to that part, to that incident, it says the ones who couldn't go were actually more fortunate because of the separation, their memory of Krishna was much more strong and deep. So they actually had more mercy.
那么但是在这个逍遥时光的具体的阐释当中就讲到了，其实呢，那些没有去成的婆罗门的妻子们，他们相比于那些去的那些去的能够去的人来说是更加幸运的，因为他们因为没有去成所以他们的这样一种分离的这个情感是更加强烈的，所以他们就变得更加的幸运。
So not being able to do something isn't necessarily symptomatic of less mercy.And being able to do something is also not necessarily symptomatic of more mercy. It really depends on the individual themselves, how much they are really taking advantage of their situation.
也就是说做成就是说做成没有做成一件事情并不意味着他得到的仁慈是少的，做成一件事情并不一定意味着他一定得到更多的仁慈，这其实更多的取决于就是说这个奉献者个人他的内在的心态，他是如何充分的利用好他所处当时所处的这个境况。
And but in either case, we always want to strengthen our desire. How much we can do it, you know, that's another matter.
不管在什么样的情况下，我们都可以或者都要去加强我们的这样的一种灵性的这个愿望。但是到底我们多大程度上能够做到，这是另外一回事。
That's it.
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you for listening.
好，感谢大家的聆听。
And I pray your future during these times is good.
所以呢，我是祈祷大家在现在这个处境当中，大家的这个都有一个好的未来。
And time will tell exactly how the situation, or when this whole situation will end, and so on.
时间呢会在向我们揭示，这个我们目前的这个疫情的情况什么时候能够结束等等。
But I think for all of us, it's really just wait and see. We don't really know. Even for people in Hong Kong, there's maybe.People can move about more here and so on. But still, the schools are closed and many people are working from home and this and that. So it's really a wait and see. We just have to wait and see.
所以呢，我们大多数的人都是需要去就是说走一步看一步即便在香港可能在港的这个情况还没有那么严重，人们仍然能够自由的活动或者怎么样。但是，有很多很多的人，他们都不得不在家里工作，以及学校都还是在延迟开学的状态当中，所以大家都是处在这样一种观望的状态。
And in the meantime, we can just try to take advantage and do the best we can.
所以呢，同时呢，就是我们可以充分利用好我们现有的这个处境，做我们尽量去做好我们能做的。
Okay, thank you again, and Hare Krishna.
再次感谢大家 ，Hare Krishna。
好的，非常感谢陈志克巴布跟我们分享了关于现在这个疫情状况的。觉悟，然后给我们正确的面对疫情和死亡的一个指导，也非常感谢Gopi Prema 的吉田美的翻译，然后同时更感谢帕布给大家的这个祝福。好，希望所有的奉献者都能不断的为武汉祈祷，为中国祈祷，让我们更快的度过现在的这样一个难关。Hare Krishna， 我们今天就到这里。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。